Whew, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. We've been doing our tithes and offerings, and thank you again, Lane, for your word last week and for stepping in for Mother's Day for me. I appreciate that. If you missed that, you got to go online because it was really good. We're continuing on with God, all things are possible. And today we're looking at Joshua 6. And sometimes when you're facing a financial issue in your life, it can feel like a Jericho wall. It can't be penetrated, right? For those of you who don't know, Jericho's wall, people lived in Jericho's wall. People, they said, in those days had chariot races on the top. This was not just a little wall. This was a massive wall that people were living in and entertaining on top. So when the Israelites came into that area, this is the first thing they faced, right? And sometimes I feel like even as Christians, when people are really excited about entering into their promised land, the very first thing they face is a financial obstacle. Why? Because the enemy wants to make you feel like it's impossible. It'll never change. The city had been here forever, right? And sometimes it feels like that financial burden or that thing in your life that you just can't break through. I just can't push past. Well, guess what the Lord says today? With him, all things are possible. Amen? So let's look at this story in chapter 6 of Joshua, verse 1. I'm not going to read it all. But it says that the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. Now just stop and think about that for a second. The enemy closes his gates because of you. Well, that's something cool to think about, huh? He closes his gates because of you. Why? Because you're a threat. Because of us? No, because of your dad. Your heavenly father. And they've heard the rumors, right? They heard the rumors in Jericho about what God was doing and what God had done. And they closed the gates when the Israelites walked in. But you know what? If you face a closed gate from your enemy and your finances, don't panic. Don't panic. It doesn't say the Israelites went, oh, gates are closed, and turned around and walked away. No, no. They waited for their instructions from the Lord. And we know that the Lord gave Joshua instructions about how to go around the city a certain amount of times each day. And I love this. He doesn't let them talk. Why doesn't he let them talk? Because they're walking around this insurmountable wall. And they're probably realizing more and more as they're walking, this is really big. These guys are really scary. This doesn't look like it's going to work. We're walking around silently, right? It doesn't say that the people inside of Jericho were silent. You ever thought about that? I can imagine from on top of the wall, they're looking down, shouting all kinds of obscenities. Who do you guys think you are? You can't even talk to us. You're so scared of us. Keeping your mouth shut. Well, you're going down, and all the things that you can imagine, because we've had that, right? When you're walking in faith and the Lord tells you, be quiet, be still and know that I am God, right? You get those voices, people telling you, this is crazy. No, you can't do that. There's no way that's going to work for you. It's not going to happen. That's a dream, but it's not going to come to fruition. It's too big. Nobody's ever done it before. And on and on and on it goes, right? But they're obedient. Say obedient. Every one of the stories we've looked at, the person that the Lord is dealing with had to be obedient, and they had to do an action. Now, the Lord may not ask you to walk around your living room once every day, silently, and on the last day shout, right? But he might. We looked at Naaman, right? And he asked him to go dip in the Jordan River 7 times. Not 6, not 4, not 3, 7, right? Because what is the Lord doing? He's stretching our faith. He's saying, I can do this, but I want you to be a part of what I'm doing. Amen? And so we see that they do this for 7 days, and on the 7th day, they go around 7 times. And I can just imagine, they're just, oh, let me go. I've been quiet for 7 days. I'm ready to praise, right? And then they praise, and the Lord told them, as they praise, these massive walls are coming down. And we all go, yeah. But really? When was the last time you praised and a wall fell down? That's impossible, okay? I'm just here to tell you, I don't care how many people you have yelling at a cement wall, it's impossible. Especially these walls. These were massive walls that we're talking about. This is impossible. And yet, that's what the Lord told them to do, okay? You may be in a situation, and sometimes we look at these Bible stories. The speaker the other night was really funny. She was talking about the woman who came and anointed Jesus' feet. She goes, okay, girls, let's just stop and think about this for a minute. This is nasty. She's like, this part of the country, they wore sandals. She's like, in my mind, I'm like, sand between his toes? Whoa. She's like, did he cut his toenails? Did they even cut toenails back then? I mean, she went into this whole thing because we do that. We just, oh, how beautiful. She's like, no, it was nasty. They probably stunk, right? Because we don't think about the stories. We don't make them real to us. But I want you to make this real to you today. If there is something that's a dream that is behind a wall that looks insurmountable, I'm here to tell you today, when you are obedient to do what God tells you to do and lift your hands and lift your voice and praise, that wall that looks impossible is going to come down. It's going to come down. Why? Because our God is faithful. The walls didn't just come down. It was literally devastated. Devastated. These walls were never again to be put back up, right? It was rubble, right? It wasn't like, okay, let's put this section up against this. No, no, no. It was beyond repair. When God does something in your life, it's destroyed. It's not going to raise back up again. The enemy might try to come against you and make it look like it's coming back up, but you remind him, oh no, Jericho stayed down. It didn't come back up. Amen? So with God, all things are possible. If you're looking at a wall in your life, in whatever way, I'm here to tell you today, listen first to the voice of the Lord. Recognize that your enemy is more afraid of you than you are of your enemy. He's closing the gates and he's hanging out inside because he fears you. So we shouldn't be afraid of him. Amen? So first we listen for our instructions. We recognize the enemy is afraid of us. And then you be obedient. Whatever it is the Lord tells you to do, throw a stick in a body of water to have the head of an axe float. Dip in water 7 times, the dirtiest water in the land 7 times to be healed. Or march around the city quiet until the Lord tells you to shout. It doesn't matter how crazy it sounds. If you will be obedient to him and act in faith, you will see your Jericho walls come down. Amen. Amen. Grab your tithes and offering this morning. Father, I just thank you so much for this word that you've been showing us, that with you, all things are possible. We are the only ones who put limits on you. And I pray today for every person in this room, for the dreams that have been forgotten, for the financial burdens that they're facing that don't look like they're moving, Father. For all of the areas in our lives where we are facing a Jericho wall, help us to first come to you and ask you, what do we do? And then, Father, to recognize that the enemy has no place. He's already defeated and he already knows it. And he's hiding from us. And then, Father, I thank you that we will act in obedience on the words you speak. And, Father, I pray for every financial obstacle, wall, finances being held back, even years and years ago, that you've left on the wayside. The Lord says, I haven't left them. I still know where they are. Still be obedient and trust me, those walls are coming down. And Father, I pray that we would give you all the praise and you all the glory when we see those miracles, those signs, and those wonders. I pray, Father, you bless every seed that the tithers in this place sow. I thank you, Father, that is an act of faith in and of itself. Father, we don't hold back our finances. We give you all. And I thank you, Father, you bless that seed and you bless the 90 that we have to be able to go above and beyond all we could ask or imagine. We praise you in this place today that you are the destroyer of insurmountable walls. And Father, you are pouring out a blessing that we're able to go in and gather up the plunder in Jesus' name. And we give you all the praise today. And we, in your name we pray. Amen.